This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza made a stop in Southern Illinois this week, and she thought she'd spend a little bit of time in our studio. Comptroller, thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
You have got to have one of the busiest jobs at this point in state government when it comes to tackling that enormous bill backlog.
For sure. If it's a good fit for me, you know, because I'm someone who doesn't like to sit behind a desk for more than about 30 seconds, so...
So for people who are not up to specifics or perhaps even not up to date, this was $17.5 billion.
$16.7.
Oh, excuse
me. So almost $17 billion, but...
It's dropped dramatically, and I wanted to spend a little time talking about how that's working and what your office is doing to bring that number down. People may be aware that there was a bond sale recently, and that's had a big effect on things.
Huge effect. So we have, as of today, we've brought the bill backlog down from $16.7 billion as of last Wednesday, which was the height of it, to $9.5 billion as of today. This is a tremendous relief to many, many providers across the state of Illinois, particularly in the medical area, which are the majority of the bills that we've paid down with the proceeds of the bond sale.
We've talked to providers, dentists, physicians, and others who are saying they're waiting 2 years to get checks from the state.
It's really just unconscionable. And I just had lunch, as a matter of fact, here in Carbondale with two dentists that I had met in the beginning of my term, talking about how one of them had double mortgaged her home, had extended every single line of credit, was holding on by a thread. And thankfully, I think she'll be able to have a very nice Thanksgiving, knowing that the majority of her payments through June 30th of 2017 will now come into her shop, right? So this is great.
To be clear, though, $16.7 to $9.5 billion, that's still a huge backlog.
It's a very huge backlog. And that's why, while I'm very happy and feel great for those folks who did get paid in the last few days, since last Wednesday to yesterday, which was our last payment of the $6.5 billion that we were able to get through the bond sale, that's really great news for those folks. But, you know, I'm still going to be losing sleep at night wondering about how we are possibly going to go about paying down the remaining $8 to $9 billion that will be left.
We talked to some of the local lawmakers during the veto session about what became known as the debt transparency bill. Republicans and Democrats were saying this is something that's necessary because when we were crafting the budget, we didn't know how bad the debt was. Can you talk about you pushed this bill both in the spring and then again in the veto session.
Well, this is probably the largest reform measure when it comes to transparency to hit the state of Illinois and certainly in the Office of Comptroller. Now, for those folks who are listening who don't know what the Comptroller does, my job is to pay the state's bills. It's to really manage the state's finances. And what you probably don't know and will shock you is that the state's chief fiscal officer, in other words, the Comptroller, has very limited visibility on the actual expenditures that have been incurred on behalf of taxpayers with their money by the state of Illinois. And I wasn't aware of this until about my first week on the job, when there was a discrepancy in the amount of money that a vendor told me they were owed and the amount of money that I could see, the amount of bills that I could see within my visibility of the Comptroller's office. So this was a huge discrepancy. They were saying they're owed $21 million. And in my system, it only showed that we owed them $2.1 million. That's a huge difference. And so I said, are you sure it's not 2.1? They said, we're sure it's not 2.1, it's 21. And so the obvious question is, where's the rest of it? And that's when I realized for the first time ever, it became clear to me that the Comptroller of the state of Illinois can't see any of the bills that are sitting at the agency level waiting to be submitted to our office. I spent 10 years in the legislature. Never in my wildest dreams did it ever cross my mind that the CFO of the state of Illinois could not see the entirety of the expenditures of the state. It's crazy.
So the crux then of this bill is, instead of those numbers having to be reported on an annual basis, it's now monthly.
Right. So the current law says I get a report from the state agencies. There's about 97 of them. And they report only once a year the total amount of liabilities that they are sitting on at that moment. So in other words, all the bills that have yet to be paid. And as an example, let's say Central Management Services at CMS, they sent me a report in October saying that they're sitting on almost $6 billion worth of bills that I have zero visibility on. Having said that, that's all they said. They have $6 billion. I don't know what it was for. I don't know if any of those bills are accruing late payment interest penalties. of which, Jennifer, you know, we're paying up to 12% interest for paying our bills late. I don't know if those bills can be paid out of dedicated funds, for example, the Education Assistance Fund, versus coming out of the general revenue funds, which is my limited cash flow that I can use to triage, let's say, a nursing home from closing down. And I don't know, very importantly, whether those expenditures were even approved or authorized by the legislature, or if that is what we call deficit spending. In other words, state agencies, at the direction of the governor, enter into contracts with no guaranteed way to pay them, no authorized way to pay them.